from the United Nations in New York, the world in review. This is Don Bob reporting. In the news this week, world leaders adopt a declaration urging a redirection of the United Nations to greater service to mankind. There's a call for the promotion of peace by ensuring the human rights of nations. Secretary General Boutros-Ghali urges world leaders to give the United Nations a firm financial base. General Assembly President Diogo Freitas do Amaral says the United Nations continues to be the principal frame of reference for international relations. United States President Bill Clinton says you can count on the United States to be in the UN for another 50 years and beyond. The Russian Federation calls for equality and tolerance among states. Cuba says the ill use of the Security Council by some states is exhorting a new colonialism within the organization. The Secretary General is presented with a statement pledging to balance population growth and resources. These are the stories in this week's World in Review. The General Assembly has adopted a declaration urging a redirection of the United Nations to greater service to humankind, especially to those who are suffering and are deeply deprived. The declaration adopted at the end of a special three-day commemorative session of the General Assembly marking the 50th anniversary of the organization focuses on peace, development, equality, justice, and the United Nations. The declaration calls on the organization to address more effectively and in greater measure the need for a free and equitable international economic environment as an essential condition for international peace, security, and stability. Member states and observers reaffirmed the purposes and the principles of the Charter and pledged to give to the 21st century a United Nations equipped, financed, and structured to serve effectively the peoples in whose names it was established. They also expressed their determination to build and maintain justice among all states, promote full respect for and implementation of international law, and settle international disputes by peaceful means. The declaration came exactly 50 years after the Charter of the organization entered into force. During the 3 days of meetings, world leaders urged the organization as it moves towards its next half century to promote peace by ensuring human rights of nations and fighting poverty and other forces that threaten peace and security. In an opening statement, United Nations Secretary General Boutros-Ghali spoke of the severe financial crisis facing the organization. He said that if steps towards resolving this crisis cannot be set in motion by the end of the year, serious consideration should be given to calling a special session to deal with the financial crisis of the organization.
The historic session is a time for you, the leader of the world, to consider what you want from the UN. I respectfully ask you to do this.
General Assembly President Professor Diogo Freitas do Amaral said that the UN continues to be the principal frame of reference for international relations. He urged leaders to let the political commitment demonstrated over the three-day commemorative session continue in their work at the United Nations.
Our work has already begun. The many proposals made during this special commemorative meeting are part of the process of reform. Let us keep working together towards a better United Nations. Let us face the urgent financial crisis before us. And let us lay down the foundations of a strong, efficient, and visionary organization for the future.
United States President Bill Clinton says while the United Nations has not ended war, it has made it less likely to occur. He told the special commemorative session that the United Nations has helped many nations to turn from war to peace. The United Nations, he adds, has not stopped human suffering, but it has healed the wounds and lengthened the lives of millions of human beings.
The United Nations has not been all that we wished it would be, but it has been a force for good and a bulwark against evil. So at the dawn of a new century, so full of promise, yet plagued by peril, we still need the United Nations. And so for another 50 years and beyond, you can count the United States in.
President Clinton says that while the United Nations has not banished repression or poverty from the earth, it has advanced the cause of freedom and prosperity on every continent. And Russian Federation President Boris Yeltsin warned that there's a dangerous tendency to downplay the role of the United Nations to circumvent its charter and the collective will of the Security Council. He says the world more than ever needs not only equality and tolerance, but respect for the identity of each state.
Does the United Nations have the ability to achieve these goals? In the opinion of Russia, it does. The United Nations can and should become the main instrument for building new international relations. It has all the necessary powers to do so. To carry out this mission, it should be provided with appropriate means, including financial resources. Russia meets and will continue to meet its obligations to the United Nations.
Cuban President Fidel Castro questioned the privilege of the veto enjoyed by some members of the Security Council. He says the ill use of the Security Council by the powerful is exhorting a new colonialism within the organization.
America Latina y África no tienen un solo miembro.
Latin America and Africa do not have one single permanent member in the Security Council. In Asia, India has a population of almost 1 billion, but it does not enjoy that responsibility. How long shall we wait for the democratization of the United Nations and for the independence and sovereign equality of states to become a reality?
Japan is advocating a new development strategy that focuses on combining various policy measures in a comprehensive manner. Japanese Prime Minister Tomichi Moriyama told the special session that his country also stands ready to play an even more expanded role in the concept of sustainable development, the promotion of democracy and economic reform, and extending a broad range of economic cooperation to meet global challenges. Japan also stands ready to cooperate more actively for peace in such areas as humanitarian assistance, preventive diplomacy and peacekeeping operations, and arms control and disarmament with regard to nuclear weapons as well as conventional weapons, such as anti-personnel landmines and small arms. It is time that we accelerate our efforts towards the ultimate elimination of nuclear weapons. Mexico says it recognizes that for half a century, the United Nations has made a decisive contribution to avoiding a global conflagration and to promoting the peaceful settlement of disputes. However, President Ernesto Zedillo says serious problems persist, which are at the root of conflicts that gave rise to confrontations in the past.
Por eso también debemos fortalecer las Naciones Unidas.
For these reasons too, we must strengthen the United Nations as the principal universal forum for dialogue and peace, for security and cooperation among peoples, so that relations among states may be governed by international law. The United Nations must be the forum in which to achieve a world without nuclear danger.
For its part, Ireland proposes a number of steps to transform the financial crisis facing the United Nations and infuse it with new vigor. President Mary Robinson told the General Assembly that the first step must be finance to save the UN from grinding to a halt due to lack of it.
Second, the Security Council should examine, clarify and codify its procedures for undertaking and running peacekeeping operations and enforcement action. Third, it's time to consider seriously how to ensure that in the early stages of a crisis, when a peacekeeping operation is urgently needed, and when it may be most effective. Fourth, it is time now to take decisions on the enlargement of the Council, to make it more representative, and thereby increase its authority.
Chairman of the Executive Committee of the Palestine Liberation Organization, Yasser Arafat, said the winds of change are blowing on our world. Noting that a new world order is emerging, he said it is for the members of the United Nations to make it a good order for stability, security and peace, with the wider participation of the world.
I came to you 21 years ago as a fighter for freedom, liberation and independence, carrying with me the torments of my struggling people. Today, I come to you with a heart filled with love and peace, now that the olive branch
has adorned the peace of the brave. Our people are yearning for peace. Good tidings have been heralded. Help us bring it to fruition.
South African President Nelson Mandela says the United Nations must reassess its role, redefine its profile, and reshape its structures. He said the organization should truly reflect the diversity of the world and ensure equity among nations in the exercise of power within the system of international relations.
We must, without delay, constitute a new leadership for the new age and bring sunshine into the hearts of billions, including women, the disabled, and children. As the United Nations matures into the new millennium, it is called upon to facilitate the birth of a new world order of peace, democracy, and prosperity for all.
The United Kingdom says a properly financed and efficient United Nations is needed to achieve UN reform. Prime Minister John Major told the Assembly that the threat to the future of the UN will not come from change. Rather, he adds, it will come from inertia. However, he points out the world needs the UN.
The United Nations that works. A United Nations using today's methods to address tomorrow's needs. A United Nations that shows its worth to the taxpayer in all our countries, for it is they who pay the subscriptions to the United Nations. In that way, I believe we can capture and can justify popular support for our organization.
Germany says there is no alternative to the United Nations. Foreign Minister Klaus Kinkel says it has never been so abundantly clear that the only choice open to mankind is to succeed together or fail together. He urged the international community to settle conflicts peacefully and to scrap and destroy weapons of mass destruction.
Let us combine our strengths for the economic and social progress of the nation in a new partnership for development. Children all over the world must be immunized against disease and should be able to attend school. Let us protect the earth, the oceans and rivers from pollution. And finally, let us pay our contributions, without which the United Nations cannot perform its vital functions.
What has emerged throughout the speeches is a dominant theme calling for reform of the United Nations. Many states also called for an expansion of the membership of the Security Council. The special meeting was addressed by a total of 200 speakers, including 91 heads of state and 37 prime ministers. Secretary General Boutros-Boutros-Ghali has been presented with a statement on population stabilization, a pledge to balance population growth and resources signed by 75 heads of government. The statement was handed over to the Secretary General on behalf of the heads of government by President Suharto of Indonesia. Those signing the statement represent 3.9 billion people, or 68% of the world's population. In the statement, they maintain that achieving population stabilization is a worldwide necessity, and that the time has come for each country to adopt the necessary policies and programs to do so, consistent with its own culture and aspirations. The heads of government further stressed that programs for population stabilization should be voluntary and should maintain individual human rights and beliefs. That ends this edition of The World in Review. The program was produced by the International Staff of Central News Section in the Department of Public Information. I'm Don Bosch. Nation. I'm Don Bosch.